The NDP government came in on the provincial side. They said there was going to be social change, that they're going to help people on assistance. I had rheumatoid arthritis since I was 19 years old. I'm 38 now. I barely have enough to get through the month. I got to live off Kraft dinner and bread because they don't. And if I want to take a school course, it takes me a year and a half to get into that course. You know, it's pathetic. They said they're going to help all the people on social programs. They never helped anybody but line their own pockets. And, all I got to say is, and when I was growing up in school, they made how much of a hero Cornwall was. Cornwall killed more Native people than you can take a stick at. And we made a hero out of them. There's a statue of them by the library. And all he did was kill Native people. And I think it's time for us to change our history books, because he was a murderer, and we made a hero out of him because he's what, British?
Let's put up new statues.
Yeah. I think it's time for us to start recognizing the Mi'kmaq people. And I don't look at people and say they're Mi'kmaq. I don't look at people and say they're African American. You watch any children in a playground, they don't give a shit what color they are. They all play together, you know? It's adults that teach kids racism. It's the parents that teach kids racism, and that's got to stop.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I'm so glad you're here in the rain. There are more policemen here than there are protesters, but the journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. I'm a homeless guy. I'm a former combat engineer. I served during the October crisis. And I found our society has become an oppressive police state where we're taught to hate each other. Instead of all of us being brothers and all of us caring for each other, we have a capitalist system where everything is hate and everything is, it is, you know, even the poor. They lay out. Like food, like you are set in a rat trap. We have a food bank here we give orders of Canada and orders of Nova Scotia because they're doing what they're supposed to do. You go up to the Salvation Army, a faith-based group, and they're like a police state. They've got to call door to door before they give you a bunch of garbage that the Soviet would normally bury and pay the mafia to bury this garbage. They're headed out to the food bank.
Things that I do with my life is Tuesday and Thursday, I help out at the outreach program at St. Mary's Basilica. And on Sunday afternoon, I volunteer at St. Andrew's at the Sunday Supper. We have to feed over 100 people at the outreach program and 200 people every Sunday. And I think that's a shame. In a rich country like Canada, and I am so thrilled that the people of Occupy Nova Scotia are here to call attention to the fact, woo, you guys, to call attention to the fact that 1% of the people are taking the money from the 99%. So thank you for being here and for all you with bad weather and everything that you've enjoyed. Can you hear me?
Yeah!
Okay, please join me in speaking to your local political representatives about this issue. Stephen Harper plans to sign a trade agreement in January without any public discussion. This trade agreement is called the Comprehensive Economic and Trade Agreement between Canada and the European Union, and it benefits only corporations. Will not benefit Canadians. Here's why, and please see QP website and Council of Canadians website for all the information. CETA, Comprehensive Economic and Trade Agreement, threatens our public services. Boo!
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 pizza threatens local job creation.
Yeah.
Pizza threatens our water.
Yeah.
Pizza threatens our public health care.
Yeah.
Pizza threatens our environment.
Yeah.
Pizza threatens our food sovereignty and farmers' rights.
Yeah.
Pizza threatens our cultural and communication sovereignty.
Yeah.
Pizza threatens indigenous people's rights.
No!
CETA threatens the quality of our jobs and labor.
No!
CETA threatens our democratic rights.
No!
Let's talk to our local political representatives so they don't sign on to this very, very bad deal for Canadians.
Yeah!
Okay, once again, we are at last call. Anybody else who'd like to speak? Okay, well, brothers and sisters, thank you very much for coming out today. Thank you so much to the organizers for making this event possible. And I think we had a really good chance, so we're going to do one more. This one's really simple. So, so, so!
Solidarity! So, so, so! Solidarity! So, so, so! Solidarity! So, so, so!